We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions and news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, eco-conscious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 71 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Onfarong on CSSAT, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouwe on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIEC Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Canadi, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicana. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tamoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Halt Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdene City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, smoke-free air regulations in the USA are shown to safeguard youth. In humanitarian news, an Irish organization helps deliver food aid to Niger. In children news, the United Nations and Afghan citizens collaborate to open 5 new schools. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 13th, Montenegro celebrates its National Day, or Statehood Day, honoring its recognition of sovereignty in 1878. Situated between Serbia and the Adriatic Sea in southeastern Europe, Montenegro is known for its architectural heritage. Examples of this include the 16th century Hussein Pasha Mosque in Pjevjima, the Romanesque Cathedral of St. Trifon, and Our Lady of the Rocks Baroque Church on an islet in the Bay of Kotor. The natural and cultural historical region of Kotor is a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. Montenegro's wonderfully scenic Dermator National Park another UNESCO World Heritage Site, has some of the deepest gorges in Europe. We wish the citizens of Montenegro a splendid statehood day.
Fly-in news. Thousands in China evacuated from dangerously overfilled reservoir. On Sunday, July 11th, municipal government officials in China's northwestern Qinghai province moved over 9,000 of Golmud City's 200,000 residents to safer locations in an attempt to safeguard from fears that the nearby Wenquang Reservoir would burst. Ongoing heavy rains and snowmelt have resulted in the reservoir rising to over three times its safe capacity, with levels still rising and leaks noted in numerous places. The displaced persons were provided with 900 tents, fresh water supplies, and other necessities. With the city and its residents, along with local water, power plants, and a nearby important railway line also at risk, officials have affirmed their plans to drain the reservoir and ease some of the pressure at the earliest possibility. Our grateful thanks, Chinese officials, for your concerned actions to ensure the safety of residents in the Wenquang Reservoir region. We pray that the dangerous conditions swiftly subside and that our collective efforts of increased care help restore the balance of our precious earth.
Formosa or Taiwan, Tibet, Mariana and Solomon Islands, New Zealand and Chile, shaken by quakes. Early on Friday, July 9th, a 5.2 magnitude tremor jolted Formosa's east coast, just 90 kilometers southeast of the capital, Taipei, followed by another magnitude 5.3 quake close to the same location. On Saturday, southwest China's Tibet Autonomous Region was rattled by a 4.6 magnitude tremor 20 kilometers northwest of Namreng County, which caused cracks to appear in some local homes. Meanwhile, a 5.5 magnitude quake struck in the Guam region of the Mariana Islands, 25 kilometers southwest of Rota, with a magnitude 6.2 tremor that occurred soon after. Also that night, a quake measuring 5.8 on the Richter scale occurred 39 kilometers northwest of Santa Isabel's Dadali in the Solomon Islands. The next afternoon, in New Zealand's Kermadec Islands, a magnitude 5.0 tremor struck 90 kilometers northeast of L'Espérance Rock, and a powerful 6.2 magnitude quake rumbled Chile's northeastern Antofagasta region later that evening. There were fortunately no reports of injury or significant damage for any of these events. We are deeply grateful for the safety of residents in all the quake-shaken regions and pray that such potential disasters soon subside with the stability fostered by our gentler regard of each other and the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Commission aids vulnerable in Jammu and Kashmir. A donation of 2 million euros was announced on Friday, July 9th, to aid more than 100,000 Kashmiri people. The funds are intended to assist victims of conflict in India-administered Jammu and Kashmir state by providing health and psychological support to especially women, children, and disabled persons. The aid will likely be distributed by the United Nations and Red Cross Red Crescent societies. Providence bless the European Commission for your kind-hearted generosity that surely brings comfort and sustenance to those enduring the situation in Kashmir. May the concern care of such humanitarian endeavors permeate as peace throughout the land.
North Korea willing to resume six-party dialogue. In a statement issued on Saturday, July 10th, the North Korean government conveyed a wish to continue peaceful nuclear disarmament talks for the first time in 18 months. A statement from the country's foreign ministry read, "The Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, will make consistent efforts for the conclusion of a peace treaty and the denuclearization through the six-party talks conducted on equal footing." North Korea has meanwhile offered to meet with South Korean officials for resolution of a separate matter between their countries, and China has responded with encouragement to resume the six-party discussions, which include North and South Korea, as well as the United States, Japan, and Russia. We appreciate North Korea's gestures towards further diplomatic dialogue, wishing all parties fruitful meetings with outcomes leading to lasting peace and harmonious relations.
Brazilian President completes Africa tour. Following visits to six nations over an eight-day period, President Luis Inácio Lula da Silva departed from Africa on Friday, July 9th, having signed many accords, among which were a biofuels agreement with Kenya and one to further environmental cooperation with Tanzania. His final stop was South Africa on Thursday, where he met with President Jacob Zuma while attending the South Africa-Brazil Business Forum, during which the two leaders agreed to enhance their country's trade relations. The Brazilian head of state, who concludes his eight-year presidency in October, has actively cultivated diplomatic relations with Africa during his term of office and has visited more than 25 countries, with a doubling of the number of Brazilian embassies in Africa to 34. Our respectful congratulations, President da Silva, on your successful trip. Surely your nation's legacy of friendship with the citizens of the great continent of Africa will continue bringing enhanced prosperity and well-being to all.
Bacteria in goat's milk causes illness in Colorado, USA. The Boulder County Public Health Department has ordered a local dairy to stop distributing its raw milk products after 26 consumers have fallen ill, with two children who required hospitalization. Results from lab tests have shown that the raw milk contained Campylobacter and E. coli bacteria passed from the animals, both of which cause symptoms such as fever, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, nausea, vomiting, and even possible death from E. coli infection. A statement from the health department said, "We strongly advise residents to avoid consuming any raw milk or milk products. It can be extremely dangerous, particularly for young children and people with weakened immune systems. We pray for the quick recovery of the people who are affected by these diseases of dairy production. May we all turn towards the plant-based lifestyle as the logical and loving option to reduce such risk and restore health."
Man supports restaurant offering of free vegetarian meals. In his Taipei County, Formosa, or Taiwan, vegetarian buffet restaurant, a man approached owner, Mr. Xu Minlong, saying that he would donate funds for the restaurant to provide free plant-based meals to the public over the next eight Sundays. Mr. Xu had originally thought the man was joking until the donor placed $15,000 cash on the table and departed the restaurant without leaving any name or contact details. Overwhelmed but committed, owner Mr. Xu prepared 60 different varieties of veg dishes and displayed a red banner inviting all passerby to come and enjoy free vegetarian meals from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, July 11th, as well as over the coming seven Sundays. Kudos, anonymous donor, for your kind-hearted offering to provide veg meals freely to the public. May your noble act encourage many more to adopt the compassionate, life-sparing diet to save ourselves, animal brethren, and our environment.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet:
lowers blood pressure,
lowers cholesterol levels,
reduces type 2 diabetes,
prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%,
reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food,
conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land,
free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production,
reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year,
stop 80% of global warming,
plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Emergency plane landing on Australian beach saves passengers' lives. On the afternoon of Saturday, July 10, faced with aircraft complications, 29-year-old Nicola Labes made a successful emergency landing on a Darwin beach as she approached the city's airport in Northern Territory, Australia. On her way back from a charter flight over Kakadu National Park, the young pilot was commended for her controlled landing of the single-engine plane that also saved the five passengers on board, all of whom emerged with no injuries. As the plane also suffered minimal damage, Darwin Watch Commander Greg Pasterla commented, "I think the pilot did a fantastic job. No one was injured on board and on the beach. We are relieved to know that both the passengers and beachgoers are safe, thanks to the brave composure and skill of pilot Nicola Labes. Wishing everyone many appreciated moments of life in the warm company of family and friends."
Save our planet. Human hunting of large mammals may have triggered cold period. A team of U.S. researchers have newly theorized that when 80% of the population of large-bodied mammals in the Americas was hunted to extinction following the arrival of humans some 13,000 years ago, the resulting sudden decrease in methane emitted naturally by the animals may have been the primary catalyst for the dramatic Younger Dryas event, a sudden planetary cooling that lasted for at least 1,000 years. Until now, the onset of the Younger Dryas cold snap was known to be sudden, but its cause has long been a mystery. Supreme Master Television spoke with one of the study's authors, Dr. S. Kathleen Lyons, a paleobiologist at the Smithsonian Institution in the USA.
Approximately 13,500 years ago is when humans arrived in North America, and within 2,500 to 3,000 years, by 10,000 years ago, the last of these large mammals had gone extinct. My co-authors and I all believe that human hunting was primarily responsible, because if you look at the pattern and the timing of the extinctions across the globe, what you find is that on every continent where there was an extinction of these large mammals, it's coincident with the arrival of humans, but not necessarily coincident with climate change.
Dr. Lyons and her colleagues' findings suggest that the decrease in atmospheric methane as the populations of giant hunted mammals declined was significant enough at that time to disrupt the planet's temperature and cause a relatively short ice age.
The extinct mammals could have been producing anywhere between 9 and 25 teragrams of methane each year. Corresponding to the time that mammals went extinct, we do record from ice cores a drop in methane that's then coincident with the Younger Dryas cold snap. And what we found was that the rate of the change in methane at the Younger Dryas is significantly higher than at any other time over the last 500,000 years.
Our appreciation, Dr. Lyons and colleagues, for your research showing how such drastic human actions could have far-reaching tragic consequences. At this fragile time on our planet, when raising livestock for killing is creating a similar ecological imbalance, may we turn to virtuous lifestyles in harmony with other species to preserve all lives on Earth.
In various discussions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has connected past human behavior with current times to urge for fast and proper environmental action.
We see the pattern is that no society can last long if they refuse to sustain the lives of their own members and fellow beings. I mean, include all the beings like animals and trees. Or if they destroy the environments they live in, then that society cannot live long. The real problem is our meat consumption, the tendency of mass killing that we have made a part of our lives. It is not normal. We cannot earn a living or sustain a living by death. So if we don't eliminate meat consumption, we could never reach even a low, low impact on the environment, no matter what else we do. We must stop the most inefficient, unsustainable, lives-destroying practice of murdering animals and stop it now. Stop it yesterday. The animal meat industry has to go, be it animals from the air, the land, or the sea.
Save our planet. Rare Chinese tree sees its first bloom in 91 years. The goat horn tree in Northern Ireland's Rowan Lane Gardens, named for its curved, spindle-shaped fruits, has flowered for the first time since its arrival from China in 1919. The tree has since been tended in the hope that one day it would present its famed white flower. Recently, head gardener Avril Milligan discovered the first ever bud and bloom. She stated, "Last weekend saw the first buds opening into a pale white flower. It has a lovely light scent, and the tree has hundreds still waiting, so we think it's time to celebrate with our garden visitors and supporters. Many thanks, Rowan Lane Gardens, and all the devoted staff who have tended the unique goat horn tree across the years so that we could witness this miraculous bloom. May we be renewed in wonder of the myriad gifts of nature bestowed on our world by the divine."
Save Our Planet. A new center for renewable energy and energy efficiency opens in Praia, Cape Verde. Acting in partnership with several governments through the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, to develop sustainable energy markets in West Africa.
Save Our Planet. Prime Minister Yusuf Reza Gilani of Pakistan announces plans to restructure the Indus River System Authority to help resolve differences over water distribution between different provinces.
Save Our Planet. In a recent issue of the science journal Nature, renowned primatologist Dame Dr. Jane Goodall calls for continued urgency in actions to save chimpanzees from extinction, which some conservationists estimate could occur within the coming 3 decades.
Warning news. With 6 people who have fallen ill in the states of Colorado and New York, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a recall on bison meat products that may be contaminated with the potentially lethal E. coli.
I'm Herman the Vegan Horse. Today, I'm going to share a tip with travelers when flying in an airplane or driving up and down the mountains. The changing altitude can affect air pressure and plug up one or both sizes. To equalize and unblock them, try swallowing, yawning, or chewing gum for fast relief. Thanks so much for being veg, going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
Good governance news. Smoke-free air regulations are shown to safeguard youth. Children and adolescents from non-smoking homes had 39% less cotinine, a tobacco exposure indicator, in their blood if they lived in counties with laws limiting smoking in public places compared to those who did not. The study was conducted by researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health in Massachusetts, USA. The scientists analyzed results from a 1999 to 2006 National Health and Nutrition Examination survey of cotinine levels in more than 11,000 tobacco-free 3 to 19-year-olds. Dr. Melanie Dove of the Harvard School of Public Health said, "The findings suggest that smoke-free laws are an effective strategy to protect both children and adults from exposure to secondhand smoke." The report was published in the American Journal of Pediatrics. Our thankfulness, Dr. Melanie Dove and colleagues, for bringing attention to the dangers of secondhand smoke to our innocent youngsters. May more adopt health-conscious lifestyles free of toxins for the well-being of all.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco: 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer. Kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking: childhood arteriosclerosis, leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers. For help quitting, please visit.
In humanitarian news, Irish Charity helps bring food aid to Niger. International Development Agency Plan Ireland has delivered over 1,000 tons of food to families in the Tillaberry district. Plan has worked with the World Food Program, the Nigerian government, and local and global non-governmental organizations to provide the relief. Staff have been in contact with community members, particularly women, to identify the most vulnerable members of society. Our heartfelt gratitude, Plan Ireland, World Food Program, Nigerian government, and all organizations involved for your generosity and care. May the gentle people of the nation be graced with a plenitude of plant-based nourishment on a sustainable planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, Afghan citizens donate land to help the United Nations open 5 new schools. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick. More promising news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, admirable news for a laudable world. In children news, Afghanistan province opens 5 new schools. The educational facilities in Zaranj and Shalkhansor in the southwestern province of Nimruz were built on land gifted by Afghan citizens. A donation of $350,000 from the United Nations Children's Fund was used for the construction. Our earnest appreciation, Afghan citizens and the United Nations Children's Fund, for your wonderful collaboration. May we see more such praiseworthy endeavors to assist all of Allah's precious children to receive the best educational opportunities.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Javanese, a language spoken in Indonesia, entitled Waiting Line.
Salah sawijining pendeta antri kanggo ngisi bensin mobile pas sadurunge praidawa ing akhir minggu. Petugas pom bensin ngelayani kanthi rikat, nanging akeh antrian mobil ing ngarepe. Pungkasane, petugas kuwi menehi isyarat marang dheweke ing papan sing wis kosong. "Pak pendeta," ujare pemuda kuwi, "nyuwun pangapunten kedangon. Ketingalipun tiang-tiang sami nenggo ngantos detik pungkasan kangge persiapan melampah tebih." Pendeta kuwi mesem. aku ngerti karepmu. Kuwi padha wae ing pakaryanku.
And now for a viewer's heartline.
I have a Jindo dog, and she is totally different from other home dogs, because Jindos are a wild breed. I love Jindos. Nigahiga.
Sweet Nigahiga, the Korean national dog is indeed beautiful. May you and your loyal friend enjoy many happy hours in each other's delightful company, with our best wishes and love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May tranquility and kindness be your gifts from heaven. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
New Zealander citizens donate a record $1.1 million to the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Appeal to benefit 16 rescue helicopter teams across the nation that supported over 5,000 health emergency missions in 2009 alone.
Syrian musician Ziad Ajan composes poetry and musical pieces based on a cuneiform dating back nearly 3,500 years, discovered in the ancient city of Ugarit in Syria.
Olaxi's or Vietnamese top official Nong Duc Man and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev mutually affirmed the value of their country's long-standing amicable relations as they pledged to increase trade to $10 billion over the next 2 years.
The European Parliament states that it welcomes the prospect of Iceland becoming a member state as soon as the country halts all whaling activities in compliance with European Union law.
Around 25,000 Philippine families who had been victims of civil conflict during 2008 will receive housing, health, and job assistance from a compensation fund being set up by President Benigno Aquino's government.
As part of a national movement to encourage smokers to quit, the Palestinian Authority, for the fourth time in 2 years, raises taxes on the price of cigarettes, with plans for continued annual increases.
The Burmese government permits the former National League for Democracy Party, led by detained Nobel Peace Prize laureate Daw Aung San Suu Kyi, to form a new party and participate in upcoming elections.
The University of California, Los Angeles Center for Human Nutrition in the USA, reports that capsaicin compounds in spicy peppers help burn calories as they require energy expenditure to raise a person's body temperature.
Germany offers to welcome two released detainees from the U.S.-run facility in Cuba's Guantanamo Bay.
In the wake of the Haitian earthquake earlier this year, a 50,000-person tent city organized by Oscar-winning Hollywood actor Sean Penn continues aiding Haitians and is recognized as being one of the most effective humanitarian efforts of its kind.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.